Now it's time for Your Career with Mike Palumbo. If you'd like to talk to Mike about your career situation, call 323-580-5738. Now, here's your host, Mike Palumbo.
Can't find a job in your industry? So you can't find a job in your industry, huh? If you're having trouble finding employment in your current industry, you need to change your focus and start looking into adjacent industries. We discuss this all the time on the show. Obviously, you're the most marketable in your current industry. But if that industry is dying, what if, for whatever reason, you're having trouble finding employment in your chosen industry? Maybe the industry isn't dying, but you're still having trouble finding employment, okay? If this is happening to you, I want you to change your focus to adjacent industries. Adjacent industries. Let me explain what I mean by adjacent industries. These are the firms that supply the products and services to your company or your old company or the industry that you're trying to get into now. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Let's take a construction company. How many vendors and suppliers are there that service construction companies? Think about all the construction materials used on any given construction project. You have concrete, asphalt, steel, scaffolding, wood, mechanical, electrical, safety equipment, heavy construction equipment like cranes, backhoes, tractors, trucking. Okay. What about software? You have computer software for estimating, scheduling, costing. Got it? There are a lot of companies that work in and around a typical construction project, right? You see where I'm going with this? Now, if you're unemployed and you used to work for a construction company, those would be adjacent industries for you to focus on. Get it? And every industry has these. Now, in that example, I use construction companies, but let's take a look at your industry. What are the companies that service and supply your industry? Every industry has these adjacent industries. So once you put your list together, you can start to focus on those industries as well as your chosen industry. Am I making sense tonight? Why is it so important and why does it work? It works because you speak the language. How many times have we talked about this on the show? You speak the language, okay? So if you're in the hospital business, you supply hospitals with equipment, and this is a bad example because none of those are dying industries, but let's say you supply hospitals with equipment, and you're doing some type of hospital bedding or whatever, and you're a salesperson or whatever, and it's dying, you can go into selling to hospitals, but doing bedding, doing some type of equipment. Does that make sense? See what I mean? Or you start, you look at adjacent industries. Every industry, my point here, is every industry has adjacent industries, and the reason why if you can't get into your current industry or it's a dying industry, you speak the language of those other industries. You understand them because they used to supply your company. Got it? You understand their business. Okay? You understand their business. When you go to work for an adjacent industry, your learning curve will be a lot less than someone who's never worked in that industry. Does that make sense? Your marketability is greater. Got it? Employers know and understand this. So when you approach these adjacent industries, you'll get more interviews. See where I'm going with this? I had a point here. You'll get more interviews, right? Because you understand their industry. And what happens when you get more interviews? Everybody all at the same time. You get more offers. That's right. So your idea here is to get more interviews. And to get more interviews, look at the industry you're in and then look at adjacent industries. The adjacent industries are the industries that supply the products and services to your company. So if you're in a restaurant business, who supplies all the food, right? Those are adjacent industries. You can call the food suppliers, the beverage suppliers, distributors. You speak their language. You know the restaurant business. Couldn't you get a job at one of those suppliers? Absolutely. You'll get more interviews, I guarantee you that. And more interviews gets you more offers. And that's what we're trying to do. If you go, if you want to get totally out of your industry, then you're going to have to deal with a lot of learning curve issues that we discuss a lot of time on this show. So when you go to work for an adjacent industry, your learning curve is going to be less than someone who's never worked in the industry. Your marketability is going to be greater. Employers know and understand this. So when you approach them with these, you approach these adjacent industries, you'll get more interviews, which in turn will give, you'll receive more offers. So first, you need to keep looking in your chosen industry. Why? That's where you're most marketable. But you're also, but you need to start also incorporating these adjacent industries when you're doing your job search. This is where you will have the greatest success in your job search. If you can't find a job in your current industry, your chosen industry, then adjacent industries. Do them at the same time. That's where you have the greatest success in your job search. So, if you can't find a job in your current industry, look to adjacent industries. I hope this helps all of you out there with this issue. For more career tips, go to askmikepalumbo.com. Good luck to each and every one of you out there. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Your Career with Mike Palumbo, a presentation of the Career Radio Network. For more career tips, go to yourcareerwithmike.com.